Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet. This tradition and hadith is about leniency, which in Arabic we call rifq. The Prophet ﷺ has been narrated to have said, when two people become friends or accompany each other, the one with greater reward and the most beloved in Allah's eyes is the one who is the most gentle towards his companion. Leniency is one of those good traits that every person should have, and it brings ease and peace and harmony to one's life. And obviously we are aware of the worldly benefits of leniency, but at the same time, it has some spiritual and otherworldly effects as well. And that is that when a person is lenient with his companion, with his friend, Allah Ta'ala will give this person a greater reward than his friend who is not so lenient than him. And it will cause this person to be loved by God. In a very similar tradition, it has been narrated from the Holy Prophet as well that he said, when Allah wishes to bestow good on a household, He introduces leniency into it. A family in which the members are lenient with one another, forgive one another, overlook each other's faults, this family is a family upon whom God has given good. And for example, when, let's say, a husband comes home from work and he sees the dirty dishes in the sink, his wife hasn't washed him, instead of getting mad at her, he should be lenient with her, forgive her if the kids are making noise, you know, not listening to the father and mother, causing a ruckus in the household. Instead of getting mad at them, because they're obviously their children, they're going to do that, it's in their nature, it's better to be lenient with them. You know, leniency allows the mercy of God to fall upon the household, and it allows the family, you know, to be sustained, it strengthens the bonds of the person, of the family, and, you know, it brings mercy to them. And perhaps this is the reason why Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said that leniency is the key to success. If somebody wants to be successful, right, it's impossible for the person to be successful if he's too strict, overly strict. Of course, there's places in which strictness is very important. You know, if there's a job in which, if there's something in which we're not strict and it leads to failure, obviously in this situation, strictness is desirable. But in most cases, and in cases where it's not, it's better to be lenient. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at leniency as a noble virtue in Islam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.